An unexpected twist. An Oliver Twisted tale. A modern retelling of Oliver Twist. Written and read by Michael Rosen. Hands up who can remember the day they were born. Miss Cavani looked round the class just as she always did when asking a searching question, her eyes and eyebrows full of hope that there would be at least one person in the room who could answer. As it was early in the day, she was at her breeziest best, and she scanned the room. Class X10 were not expecting this particular question or anything like it, though they were getting used to the way Miss Cavani asked questions you couldn't possibly predict. Rory put his hand up. "Really? I mean, really?" Miss Cavani said to him. By now, the room had started to shuffle and snigger. A few smiles flickered to and fro. The general view was that, of course, you can't remember the day you're born, and Rory, well, Rory would say something like that. "Yeah, but you don't remember," Creighton said in his usual very direct way. "Wait your turn, please, Creighton." Miss Cavani dived into the chat between Rory and Creighton like an agile referee. "Yeah, but he doesn't, miss," said Creighton. Miss Cavani's look hovered for a moment as she wondered if it was a good idea to put Creighton on a warning or carry on with her plan to interest Class X10 in birth. She decided to carry on, and her gaze fixed again on Rory. "Well, Rory?" Rory was now flummoxed and flustered. He muttered something and then swallowed it before it got any further than his lips. Creighton had got him right. No one remembers the day they were born, and the only reason he had put his hand up was for the usual reason he put his hand up, to say something, anything, that would secure for him a moment of approval from Miss Cavani. Why not? Almost everyone thought it felt good to get approval from Miss Cavani. Next to Rory, Harry knew the deal here, and he could choose to join the others, grinning and whispering behind their hands, and he could also take part in the mockery that would erupt when Rory would say, "Well, Or, if he paused a moment to think about it, Harry could think quickly and save him. Harry put his hand up. "Yes," said Miss Cavani. "We don't actually remember the day we were born, but I mean, there are films where babies are born, and anyway, your parents always tell stuff about how the doctor got your dad's name wrong or light bulb blew. So even if you don't remember, you kind of know about it anyway." "Yeah," said Rory, and Harry heard the smallest of breaths coming from Rory. At that, Harry knew he had pulled Rory out of the fire. He glanced at Miss Cavani, and Harry knew that Miss Cavani had seen what Harry had done there. Hey, it was as good as well done, without a word being spoken. The rest of the class sank back. Harry had cheated them of a small moment when they could feel superior to someone in the endless jostle of school life. A car revved outside, and the voice of an angry van man or cabbie filtered into the room. Serena pushed a note towards Rashida. Miss Cavani missed it. Sometimes even Miss Cavani missed stuff. She missed it because she was glancing down at her lesson plan. The discussion about birth was not going according to the plan, but Miss Cavani was not just a teacher. She had also spent time in some kind of theatre, something that was a source of endless gossip, laughter, and mystery in the school. The class had an idea that this theatre thing was what made her different, particularly in the way that it seemed to have given her the power to suddenly change course, switch tack, improvise. She dropped the plan.